This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors, and welcome to North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have good neighbor Terry Easton with Atlanta Acne Specialist, and Terry is also our expert contributor for the Dunwoody Neighbors publication, and Terry's with us today to talk about her most recent article that is the top five reasons for using professional skincare. Welcome, Terry. It is so nice to have you back on.
Hi, Stacey. Great to see you again. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
You are so welcome. Well, we are going to just dive right in, folks, and Terry's going to share her expertise with us and from the article that we published in last month's issue. So the top five reasons to use professional skincare. And number one on Terry's list, ingredients for skincare is not monitored by any kind of government agency. And that seems like a really big one. I like that that's the top five, top one.
Yeah, tell us absolutely. Yes. So don't get me wrong. The FDA governs the ingredients that go into products, but nobody governs the labeling. And so a product can say non-comedogenic or won't clog pores or dermatologist approved. And nobody's actually doing the back work to make sure that what the label says on the front matches what's on the back. So for me, looking at things through an acne specialist lens, there are many products that say won't clog pores or non-comedogenic, and they actually do have pore clogging ingredients in them. I guess it depends on who deems whether or not they're pore clogging. And so that's what I mean by that. And we do, when clients start with us, we do have a pore clogging ingredient list that we give our clients if they wanted to do some of their own research and look at what ingredients are in the products that they're currently using at home. And sometimes that's kind of eye-opening for them to do a little quick exercise and see what products they have been using that could be contributing to their acne.
I imagine that is eye-opening, you know, for clients with, you know, and I really had never put much thought into that. You know, you kind of assume as a consumer that when it says those things, you're trusting that there's some sort of tool of measurement for that, you know, and with skincare products, it's, I guess, because it's not a medication, you know, it's far less regulated. So
Very much so.
Number two on the list was just your knowledge of the ingredients, you know, their effects and the different things. And you want to touch on that one too?
Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, we know what ingredients are in our products, what active ingredients, and then we also know what ingredients are not going to be in our products, which are those pore clogging ingredients. So we have lots of clients through the years who say, you know, but I love my moisturizer, or I really love this makeup remover, you know, can I use it? And so we go back to that pore clogging ingredient list and say, well, you can, but it's going to hinder your progress and your results. So, you know, there's so many hundreds and hundreds of skincare products and lines out there that there's no way we can know what's in every single one, because that would be a full-time job in itself. So we know what's in our products, we know what's not in there, and they're always going to be truly non-pore clogging and will improve the skin.
Wonderful. Numbers three and four kind of go hand in hand. And you said number three, and I am the world's worst about this one, is using, you know, inexpensive drugstore, big store, you know, products. And you know, I am a sucker for good marketing.
You are not the only one.
I imagine that might be appropriate, that I'm not, I can be sold on good marketing, and I know not necessarily what's best for me, but so talk about that for us, Terry.
Yeah. So most drugstores have lesser expensive products, which can really be beneficial. And they do, as you said, have really great marketing campaigns. And those products also tend to have lesser ingredients, a lesser percentage of active ingredients in their products, so that because they are selling to the masses, clients are less likely to have a reaction to those products. So kind of anybody can use it anytime. Yes, it has a vitamin C in it or a vitamin A, but you may not see a dramatic improvement in your skin.
And to you, with you being, you know, an acne specialist, focusing in on patients that have acne, the very specific need, I would think, for some of those high, you know, potency products.
Yes, absolutely. And so like for benzoyl peroxide, it's a pretty standard 2.5, 5, or 10%, which is the same percentages that we have. However, a lot of times people go to the drugstore and they're like, I have acne and I want this 10% stronger is better. And not everybody needs 10% right off the bat, because you can really dry out the skin, which we'll get to in another topic in a second. But we will always look at your skin, what you've been on, what kind of acne you have. And so everything will be targeted for you specifically versus you just kind of going willy-nilly at the grocery store to find something that works for your skin. I was going to say, and then kind of the opposite of that, since 3 and 4 kind of go hand in hand, expensive is not always better either.
She just knows exactly where we're going. I did say 3 and 4 are tied together. So here's 4, folks.
So expensive isn't always better either. I've had clients that use like Creme de la Mer or Sisley or, I can't think of another brand off the top of my head, but they're really expensive products. And when we have our consultation, they're like, but I'm using really good skincare. And regardless of whether it's inexpensive or very expensive, it can still have pore clogging ingredients or acne inducing product or ingredients in that are just not going to do you any favors. So we kind of fall right in the middle. I will say that, CeraVe is and La Mer are like the extreme opposites in price points, and we're in the middle, but there's a huge range in there. So if you're somebody who's used to using products that are less expensive, you might have a little sticker shock. But I also find that some clients who are used to using really high-end brands are like, I don't know, is this any good? So it's kind of funny to have the different clientele and what they're used to. And like, I don't know, is this going to do anything for me? So.
Well, and then too, like a change in mindset, I would imagine, regardless of which side of the extreme they are, you know, but a change in mindset of, you know, treating the acne, you know, and instead of, wanting the most expensive, you need, or the least expensive, you know, you need what's going to work, your condition. So,
yes, most importantly, if you want it to work, you know, use this consistently. Yeah.
And go see Terry at Luna Acne Specialist Pro Regimen. Well, and then 5, it was to use caution when shopping on your own. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah. So a lot of times we'll have clients that come in who have really been, you know, literally trying everything. And a lot of times what happens is they've got a glycolic wash and a salicylic toner, and they're using a benzoyl peroxide this and a, you know, active product that in the retinol. And so their skin barrier is really compromised. They're super dry and flaky and irritated. Sometimes it's because of the active ingredient. And sometimes it's because every product they have has an active ingredient and they've just overprocessed the skin. So our approach is a little more, I guess you would say, conservative, where we have our 2 active products that are your serum and your acne gel, that are going to be your acne fighters, and then your cleanser, your moisturizer, your sunscreen, your toner are all hydrating the skin, because any product that is meant to dry up acne is also going to dehydrate the skin. So a lot of times clients say, well, I'm oily, therefore I don't need to moisturize. And unfortunately, you have to moisturize more when you are using acne products because they are naturally going to dehydrate the skin.
That is something I would not have guessed, because I would have been with the masses on that one and thought that, you know, if you have oily skin, that's contributing to acne. So I would stop the moisturizing. So those of us who aren't professionals, we need to seek help from those who know.
We're happy to be here for you.
Well, is there anything else on using professional skincare that you would like to our audience to hear? As we wrap up,
you know, I think, one of the things that I just said, especially going into wintertime, moisturize more than you think. More moisturizer is not going to break out the skin unless it contains pore clogging ingredients. And then it doesn't matter whether you use a little or a lot. It will clog you up. Sunscreen is so important every single day of the year, even when it's getting dark early and it's cold and you may not be getting a sunburn. You can still get sun damage every single day of the year. So wear your sunscreen every day of the year. Like I said, just be cautious when you're out shopping for products, and expensive isn't always better. Going with the cheapest isn't always a great idea. And if you have questions, you know, visit our website or follow us on Instagram. We're always putting tips and tricks. And lastly, we have our lease signed. Our new location will open in Sandy Springs, hopefully December, maybe January, but keep your fingers crossed for December.
Congratulations. That is super exciting. And I know that you already have your office in Decatur, right? Is that correct? Congratulations. Absolutely. I'm really excited for your growth, and
thank you so much. Appreciate
your expertise and providing that for our readers and for our listeners today. So we will see you soon. Terry will be a repeat guest with her expertise. Every time she submits an article, she'll come on and talk about it, and you can hear it directly from her mouth and through her words on paper. So you get it twice. Well, thank you so much for being here, Terry. It has been a pleasure as always, and I look forward to having you back on again. For those listeners out there, if you are struggling with acne, regardless of what age you are, where you are in your life journey, I highly recommend giving Terry and her team at Atlanta Acne Specialists a call. It's a specific area of expertise. So I just really believe in what she's doing and that she's here to help people. I mean, you really are the only ones in Atlanta doing this that specializes in acne. And so I was super excited to get you as an expert, and super excited that we get to have you keep coming back and giving us more tips and, you know, pro tips for, you know, how to handle adult acne and children acne of all ages. So
absolutely. I look forward to helping all of our wonderful neighbors and cutting the commute, since Decatur is kind of hard to get to, which is our initial location. So hopefully we'll cut everybody's commute in half and make it a little bit more convenient as well.
Yeah. It does. You're right. The difference of being, you know, in North Atlanta versus Decatur is a significant difference.
Absolutely.
A really convenient spot that you guys are going to be in. And I think you're going to be able to serve and help a lot more people through that. So
I'm excited.
Wonderful to have you here. This was Terry Easton with her top 5 reasons for using professional skincare. Thanks so much for being here again, Terry. It has truly been a pleasure. And that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com, or call 470-946-7007.